Hello, it's Michael Morris here. As you know, Neville Black and I have shared these weekly reflections, and today's reflection is one that Neville recorded before his bereavement this weekend. Many of you may be aware by now that his 51-year-old daughter, Wendy, who lived at home with him, passed away tragically early on Sunday morning. Nev's theme this week was, "My will is to do the will of him who sent me." And he points out that the story of Holy Week is about accepting God's will, even when it's difficult and not what we want. So it's a fitting tribute to his faith that he refers to in this reflection, that the integrity, compassion, courage and determination of Jesus to face the music on that first Palm Sunday gives Neville and all of us who believe ourselves to be Christians the strength to ensure that God's will is done on earth as in heaven. Please hold Neville and his family in your prayers, particularly this week, before the funeral takes place on Maundy Thursday at 3 o'clock in St. Mary's Grassendale, prior to cremation at Springwood at 4 p.m.
It's Neville Black here. I'm very pleased to be able to join this ministry from St. Mary's to its dispersed community. And I'd like to share with you quite a moving moment in my own personal life, which takes me back to 1964, as I was about to leave my theological college with Val and our newborn baby Mandy to become curates of St. Timothy's Church in Everton as part of the Beacon Group ministry. The principal at the college, which was Oak Hill College, called me into his study and said, "Neville, I'm inviting you here because I'd like to give you a charge from the college to you as you start your new ministry." At that point, he opened the scriptures and read to me a beautiful verse from St. John's Gospel, which simply said, "My will is to do the will of him who sent me." As I understand it, I think this is goes to the heart of the story behind Palm Sunday. Because this was a decision that Jesus made by himself and against the opposition of his close friends and supporters, that he had to face the music by going to challenge the authorities in Jerusalem, both the authorities of the state and the authorities of the church. It demonstrates to the very core of his own personal being and ministry that determination, that above everything else, he was determined to stay true and faithful to the mission which he felt his Father God had given him, to come into the world, to preach the gospel, and to announce the kingdom of God. He decided, therefore, to face the music. He asked his disciples to find a donkey. He sat on the back of the donkey, and as the donkey with his group walked into Jerusalem, the crowds came out with their hosannas. But his followers were very apprehensive and very nervous about the decision he had made. For they knew that it could face considerable consequences. Nonetheless, Jesus was determined to fulfill that commitment that he had made to his Father in coming to the world to preach the gospel and to announce the kingdom. I hope you take, as I take, heart from that amazing capacity that Jesus made that decision out of love for the both for the Father and for the world to which he had come. And I hope, as you and I reflect, as we're able to do, fortunately, as our churches are reopening on Palm Sunday, that as we sit in the pew or at home or wherever to contemplate the reality of Palm Sunday, we'll reflect on the core of that, which was Jesus being prepared to the ultimate consequence of doing the will of the one who sent him. One of my favourite hymns is "My Song is Love Unknown." My Saviour's love for me, love to the unknown, that I might lovely be. And I hope you will take comfort, as I take comfort, in reflecting on both the integrity and the compassion and the courage and the determination of Jesus to face the music in Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday. Good morning and God bless.